well as a police departmental report number. So I'm also going to give you the option, sir, to take the fifth if you so desire, because these proceedings are recorded. And if the prosecutor or the attorneys, the defense attorney, wants to get a copy of this, they can subpoena this into court, okay?
Okay, so you say that we're, you say that take the fifth as we remain silent on it?
You can remain silent if you wish, or you can say it's true, or you can say it's false, okay?
Okay.
All right.
You're talking about the case that I haven't seen yet, right?
Sir?
You're talking about for the case that I haven't seen yet for the Florida Arizona?
I don't know what it is, sir. I haven't read. I'm going to read your, yes, I'm going to read the allegations to you. You have two allegations. You can either state this true or false, or you can remain silent, okay?
Okay, sir.
All right. So your first allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5, as demonstrated by your engagement in physical grabbing the victim in a threatening manner on or about September 8, 2017, outside the Circle K at 202 East 4th Street in Benson, Arizona. Sir, is that true, false, or you want to remain silent?
That is false.
That's false? Okay. All right. Okay, sir, your next allegation states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to Behavioral Systems Southwest at 6420 South Park Avenue in Tucson, as directed in writing on September 13, 2017. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true, false, or you want to take the fifth? Okay, thank you, sir. Sir, Mr. Fraser, since you said that allegation number one is false, we're going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Osborne, and get some additional information, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Allegation number one, on September 8th of 2017 at approximately 9 p.m., Deputy Jay Williams, badge number 141 of Cochise County Sheriff's Office, responded to a call to 202 East 4th Street, Benson, Arizona. Upon arriving to the location, Sergeant Bear and Deputy Williams of the Benson Police Department began interviewing a witness who observed the incident. The witness stated that the offender was yelling at the victim and then grabbed the victim by the shirt in a threatening manner. The witness further stated that the offender began repeatedly kicked the victim's cell phone, which was dropped during the altercation. The offender was arrested for misdemeanor assault and misdemeanor disorderly conduct and transported to the Cochise County Jail in Wilcox, Arizona. Follow-up. On September 9th of 2017, the offender was released with an arraignment date of September 13th of 2017. His next scheduled appointment is a pretrial conference on October 26th of 2017.
Okay. So, Mr. Fraser, what's not true about that?
I got arrested, but I mean, what happened is not true.
Okay.
The charge against me, I still have to go to court on it.
Okay. All right.
Maybe I misunderstood the question, sir.
Okay. No, that's good, sir. So, based on the admission, on allegation number two, based on the admission of Mr. Fraser, and as far as allegation number one goes, I'm going to say, based on the Department of Corrections information along with the warrant information, I'm going to move that Mr. Fraser was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapses about the lapses in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Fraser, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We will first hear from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne, for additional information. Then, Mr. Fraser, we're going to come back to you for any additional information or information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Fraser was released from DOC custody on May 30th of 2017. He was arrested on September 18th of 2017 by the Benson Police Department on absconding warrant status and misdemeanor assault that caused fear of physical injury and disorderly conduct. He was returned back to our custody on September 20th of 2017 with four abscond days with a community supervision end date of November 22nd of 2017. Current conviction, 2015, aggravated assault, 2 years, 3 months. Prior convictions, 2006, burglary, 3rd degree, 2 years, 6 months. 2006, resisting arrest, 1 year. And 2009, burglary, 3rd degree, 3 years, 6 months. He's had 3 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3.3, a mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is no STD or gang information noted. He has a moderate disciplinary history, possession of drugs and narcotics noted, and since his return on October 12th of 2017, received a write-up for disobeying a verbal written order. Other arrests, 1997, shoplifting, AZ juvenile probation. 1997, shoplifting, AZ juvenile probation. 2009, burglary, AZ, unknown. And 2014, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. And he has a community risk score of G4, B5.
Okay, Mr. Fraser. So when you were released, you were approved to reside with your mother, Ms. McCarty, at 306 East 6th Street in Vincent. Will you still stand there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Sir, were you working during this period of time?
I have a business.
Okay. What kind of
business? Small business at LLC.
What kind of business are you doing, sir?
I do landscaping and I can't do this over that. I'm also going to school full time online, taking college classes.
You going to school where?
I have two American colleges, Lakewood Small College. It's online.
Okay.
I'm from home. My classes started the week after I violated. So I take classes in the fall and I think in the beginning of the year also.
Okay. All right, sir. So I also see that during your program that on July 13th, you were submitted a saliva sample and test that tested positive for amphetamine and methamphetamine. Then on August 31st, you submitted another one that tested positive for amphetamine and methamphetamine. It says during your offender was referred to Southwest Eastern Behavioral Health for anger management and substance abuse relapse prevention. He was also directed to go to Narcotics Anonymous and Alcohol Anonymous classes bi-weekly. June 22nd, that he brought in the intake packet for Arizona Counseling and Treatment Service, and he had just filled out and stated that you would submit it. It was verified that you were enrolled and going to classes on August 13, 2017. You completed the first phase of the substance abuse class. Is that true, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Then I
didn't read the second phase of it. Okay. So it says then also on your sanctions, it says that on July 13th, you were staffed with SPO Collins, did not start classes as directed, although you were in the intake in June, directed to take the classes and get started and complete other items as directed on a list of report dated, including getting an update Arizona ID card with current address and go to Superior Court to determine what fine, fees, and restitution you were required to pay. It says that they did check and did complete the first stage of program in the substance abuse on September 13th. The offender you tested again positive for methamphetamine. Offender was directed to go to Behavioral Health System Tucson and signed the conditions to that effect. So, sir, Mr. Fraser,
yes, sir.
Did you just continue to use drugs, or what happened?
No, I had two times where I made mistakes, and I found a treatment place that would work for me, and I filled out the paperwork so I could go into that day. It's actually a 3-day inpatient place. That would work better for you. And with my meds also, I can get on my meds, and I can get better treatment that would work better for me. That's what I did the day I violated. Well, but they had 2 different points to start it. I guess I could have just Walter said that I couldn't, I had to go a certain place. I was showing you a place that worked better for me. So I mean, I have to say, but I suppose the place she wanted me to go to. I mean, I need to take responsibility for my actions.
Okay, so it looks like three times that you were positive for amphetamines and methamphetamine. You had one on 7th, July 13th, another one on August 31st, and then you had this last one on September 13th.
No, there's only two that she told me.
No, you got three, sir. You got, okay, September 13th, I see. You're right, sir. You tested positive on August 31st, and then on September 13th, you went in to see the PO, and the PO directed you to go to the Behavioral System Southwest.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Like I said, I have, I have a range of account, my fees, supervision fees, account my restitution fees. I understand that I made a mistake, and all I'm asking is if I get another chance, I can make my payments, see my future schedule as well. I also have a treatment place that's down by where I live at, that I feel would work better for me.
Okay.
Give myself the help that I really need.
All right, sir, I'm going to see Mr. Osborne. Has some information for us. Mr. Osborne?
Okay.
Yes, sir, and I apologize. I forgot to mention, I skipped over it. I need some new glasses. But he also did two terms before. 2008, TIS completion, 6 months. And 2012, he was a TIS tech violator. He was reinstated and then completed within 1 month and 11 days in 2013. Also, he has charging, pending charges still from Sandra Perfetto, dated Monday, October 23rd of 2017. He's saying the charges are still pending at this time for the assault caused fear of physical injury and the disorderly conduct. And I'd also like to read some notes from September 15th of 2017 entered by Sandra Perfetto.
Okay.
She stated she contacted offender contactor and stated that he was in Tucson and looking for rehab place that he would be comfortable with. He also stated he didn't have a drug problem and that his mom needed him. Also, he stated, "This is stupid. You have ruined my life more than you ever helped me." He said he wouldn't let me know where he is until he was in a program. Just wanted to note that, sir.
So, sir, why do you think the PO ruined your life?
To be honest, I was just angry at myself, and you know, it was me. It had nothing to do with my fault, because I mean, I was making my own choices, and I'm responsible for my own actions. I was just angry at myself, and I wanted to go to the place she wanted to go to. The area that's in is not good for me, and I'm not trying to put myself in a worse situation that's going to harm me. So I was trying to go find a place that.
We'll be making a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. Is there anything else you'd like to present to the board prior to that, sir?
Just that I don't want to make the mistakes, and I take full responsibility for my actions. If there's a chance that I can get back out, my family does need me. I have employment. I get back in. My school is actually going on right now. I don't want to default to my loans, and I'm doing something. So I'm trying to take. To finish up my classes to get to become a substance abuse counselor so that way I can treatment, I help other people who have problems, like me and younger people, and I have good situations that I'm in. And I can get my, all my funds paid off, but I can get these core problems taken care of, so that way I don't have more problems. I'm sorry, you're back to my life, my family, that's what I want to do.
All right, sir. The board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, sir, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone, Mr. Fraser. However, I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. We'll get right back to you with the conclusion of our discussion, okay?
All right.
All right, so Mr. Fraser is owning up to his activities and his faults. He did have a job and was trying to do the right thing. However, it appears that he relapsed at least a couple of times and started back to doing drugs. He did abscond for a short period of time, which was 4 days. While he was being incarcerated, he did receive a ticket on October 12th for disobeying a verbal order. Mr. Fraser will be released on October 22nd of this year, which means he has 21 days left of his time that he's in there. I think if he would just take his time, he said he wants to get into a rehab program or a program where he feels comfortable and safe. But if he takes his time, work with his CO3 while he's incarcerated, when he's released, he won't be on any parole and he won't have any community supervision. And hopefully he could work with his CO3 there to find a place where he can go into and get into a drug rehab program where he's comfortable. And hopefully he'll be a productive citizen and we won't have to see him before this board again. That is my thinking at this time. I'm willing to listen to you, Mr. Neal.
I agree with you.
Okay. Therefore, I am going to make the motion to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Fraser, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, had lapsed, about to lapse into criminal ways and company. He had absconded for 4 days and had relapsed at least twice with using amphetamine and methamphetamine.
Second.
Okay. Mr. Fraser, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You have 21 days left. Okay, it should be noted that Mr. Fraser left out of the room prior to completing his interview. He will be released on November 22nd of 2017.
What do you mean the next 24? Stay alone.